We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Bonus hour. Okay. Our busy work that we get paid for is over. Can we take off our clothes now and just relax?
Yes, please.
Store. Oh, dear Lord. That 4 hours, it's like sitting in an electric chair, isn't it? I mean, it's a lot of work. I got to say thank you, especially to Straight Nate for keeping the phone calls coming, and Scary for being the traffic cop on the board, and Scotty B, and of course, everyone. Thank you so much. I mean, it's... You hear us on the air every day, but you don't know there's a lot of people working in the background to keep us going. And I say thank you. Hey, you know what's going on this weekend other than it's Good Friday today, and it's Easter on Sunday. Do you guys know what else the national holiday is this weekend?
No. What is it?
It's Uncle Johnny's birthday weekend. Let's go live to the 30th Street penthouse apartment of the one and only Uncle Johnny Esquire. Uncle Johnny!
Oh, hang on. He's not here yet.
Where is he? Later. No, I wanted him now, and we're going to tell him we're going to come back later. Didn't I say that? Oh, no. I take my thank you away from Nate.
That was such a good build-up to nothing. I liked it.
We're hoping with the miracle that Uncle Johnny will rise from the dead on Sunday. We'll see. Let's see if he's there. Uncle Johnny, are you there?
Well, lady, happy Good Friday.
Now, Uncle Johnny, welcome to your birthday weekend. Are you pissed off that you're not on an island somewhere celebrating your birthday weekend and you're stuck in your apartment watching Price is Right reruns?
That's about it, yep. But I figured, well, what the hell, you know? This is the first time in 78 years that I've been stuck in a house on my birthday.
Well, you know what? You had to experience it. You know, it's off your bucket list. It's done deal.
You need to have a Zoom party, Uncle Johnny, with all your friends. You got to figure it out.
Wait, you have to teach him how to use
Zoom. They did that yesterday. We all had martinis with a Zoom thing. I don't know what it was, but I was on it.
Who were you having martinis with, Uncle Johnny?
It was Richie and Matt, and then John Petra and somebody else, I forget. And there was a whole bunch of them. We're all toasting one another.
Well, and I'm sure you all got really lit. Well, I tell you what, Uncle Johnny, we don't want your birthday weekend to go by without us celebrating the birth of you 78 years ago. We're going to come back later this hour for some Easter knock-knock jokes or COVID-19 knock-knock jokes, whatever. Can you come back later this hour and give us some knock-knock jokes?
I have them whenever you want.
Okay, we love you, Uncle Johnny. And this weekend, I will be too. Having a martini with you on the Zoom, okay?
Okay.
All right. Love you, Uncle Johnny.
You're going to call me back?
Yes, we're going to call you back, I promise.
I'll talk to you in a while.
Oh, okay, bye, Uncle Johnny. Uncle Johnny, you roll the dice, you just never know what you're going to get. Anyway, welcome to the Z100 Bonus Hour. Let's talk about our Easter weather this weekend. Scary, what's it looking like for us?
Yeah, got a cloudy day, maybe sometimes the sun. It's only going up to 52. Overnight low tonight, 37. And then tomorrow and Sunday look really nice. Sunshine each day, 57 tomorrow, and Easter Sunday, 62. Right now it's 45.
All right, let's go around the room. What's on your mind today? We'll start with you, Gandhi. What's going on with you?
Hi. So this is pretty much my last broadcast from my apartment for an undisclosed amount of time. My sister is coming tomorrow to pick me up, and I'm headed out of here to stay with my loved ones. And we have all been quarantining for about a month, so we're safe. And I can't wait. I'm very, very excited. But it's going to be strange broadcasting from someone else's place and keeping them up for 5 hours at a time.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because she's taking her studio with her, and you'll be in the house screaming. Is there room for you to go to another room so they can't hear you?
Yes, there's room for me to go to another room. Now, whether or not they hear me, I don't know because I'm kind of loud. So we'll see. Hopefully they still love me when this is over.
Yeah, we're a lot louder when we're on the microphone. So that's, and by the way, no sex while we're on the air. That's a little rule we have with you.
I promise nothing.
Okay, good. I mean, bad. Hey, what's up with you today, Scary?
Well, damn you, pay-as-you-go TV apps. Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus. I have them all because I was lured in by one show. And now I'm going to add to the list Apple TV Plus. I have to buy that now because the Beastie Boys Story documentary came out at midnight. And I'm a huge Beasties fan. It's Ad Rock and Mike D, and they did this live thing in, you know, around the country, and Spike Jonze produced it, the guy who did the Sabotage video. So I now have to get Apple TV Plus and add this. So my bills are now going to be through the roof because if one show, it's like, why can't they all be on one network?
Nope. Not how it works. Not in this world that needs your economic support.
Yeah,
I'm with you because of Danielle and Gandhi. I joined Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you know, have you guys watched Quibi yet? Oh my god,
the new.
I'll talk about.
I gotta get Quibi.
There's a
now.
Couple of shows on there. We got to talk about Quibi. We're gonna talk about that. And it's actually you can use it for free for now, Scary. So there's that. What about you, Danielle? What's on your mind today?
So a lot of the listeners have been giving me recipes for my sandwich maker that I just got. Do you guys have a sandwich maker? My mom used to make me sandwiches when I was a kid. So it kind of presses your bread together like a calzone. And
like a panini
thing. Yes. Oh my gosh. This thing is incredible. So yesterday I put chopped meat, ground beef, in it with mozz on top, mozzarella cheese, and a little bit of sauce. And I made like a little panini thing in there. And it was insane. Now I got a French toast recipe with cream cheese from one of our listeners. Damn, I am so excited. I cannot wait to use my sandwich maker. This
I love that. By the way, in my house, a sandwich maker is my two hands.
No. Like, right. I'm so excited.
Let's go talk to line 23. By the way, Froggy is out. He just lost his internet. So we don't have any Froggy right now. He's working on it. Okay. But when he comes back, we would love some Friday fart jokes with Froggy. Can you work on that? Yay. Let me send him a text. We would like some Friday fart jokes from you. Okay. Line 23 is Tori. She's so excited about the day, and she says Gandhi is going to be very jealous. What do you think she's going to tell us, Gandhi?
Is she getting a dog? Because if she is, I am going to rage. I'm happy for her.
Let's go find out. Tori, why are you excited today, and why will Gandhi be jealous?
Yes, I'm adopting a dog tonight.
Oh, wow.
I mean, congratulations.
You've triggered her.
How did it happen? What
triggered
kind of dog?
All week. It's a lab mix, a black lab mix, and I applied for like 40 adoptions this week, and people are clearing out the shelters, so it makes me happy, but I was also like, I want one, and I'm getting one.
Well, good for you. You know, we're talking about adopting a dog this week, too. And I know Gandhi's been trying. And here's the thing. I'm hoping that everyone understands that once we get back to a new normal, like the old normal, you still have to have a dog. So you've had a dog before, right? You've had a dog before, Tori? Do you know how to do dogs?
I have watched dogs growing up, and my roommate had a dog, and then he went home for quarantine, and they probably won't be back for like months, so we really, really missed her, and we were like, now's the time, me and my boyfriend, so we're getting one. Yeah.
Oh, good for you. I'm jealous with you. You're going to have so much fun. Yeah. Now, are you adopting an older lab or a puppy?
No, it's a puppy.
Oh, good. Labs love it.
I am
furniture.
So jealous. You're right. So jealous.
Seriously, that dog will eat everything in your house. I remember when I got Max, he's a miniature schnauzer. He ate the wall. I'm like, what are you eating the wall for? You're nuts. Well, congratulations to you,
Tori. Thank you so much. And thanks for staying on the radio. I love you guys.
Oh, no, please. Aww. You know, this is our easiest hour of the day, just hanging out with people like you. It's great. Thank you, Tori. What are you going to name the dog, by the way?
I don't know. I think we're either going to name it Jody, Sophie, or Lucy.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Lucy.
Girl.
If it's a boy. Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tori. Let us know next week how your new puppy is doing. I love that.
Okay, I will.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh. I'm trying to call Froggy here. Let's try to call Froggy and see how it's coming with his internet.
Hello?
Hey, we're on the air. Don't use foul language. What's wrong with your internet? Did you pay the bill?
I don't have any idea. Like, all of a sudden, we were sitting there, and then, boom, it just went out, and everything said not connected. And so I came and looked at the main little box, and there's a red light flashing.
Oh, no. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't know. It's got four lights on it, and one says alarm, and it's red, and that's the one that's on.
Yeah, if the alarm button, the light is on, it's probably bad. We're thinking bad.
Yeah.
Well, did you get my text? We need some Friday fart jokes.
Okay, I can look those up for sure.
I know. Well, what are you going to do? I love how people like Froggy. It's like when the car breaks down, they pull off to the side of the road and they lift the hood. They don't know what they're looking for. Like, what are you going to do to fix your internet? There's nothing you can do.
I don't know. I tried unplugging and restarting things. I have to stand by a window to make a phone call with you because my cell service in my house
is closed. Well, there's no better place than doing fart jokes next to an open window. So we expect those later this hour. We love you, Froggy.
Okay, call me right back.
All right, bye-bye. So he's you know him. He's going to start jiggling wires, thinking that's going to make a difference. All right. It is the Z100 bonus hour. Thank you for listening to us wherever you're listening to us in this world of ours. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, what is going on?
There's so much going on. I don't even know where to start. But we'll start with the supermarkets and grocery stores. They're changing their hours and they're adding hours. But there's a lot of information you might need to know. So first of all, they're limiting purchases of things like hand sanitizer, toilet paper, over-the-counter medicine. We already knew that. But Governor Murphy is now requiring all store employees in New Jersey and shoppers to wear face masks covering up their nose and mouth to help fight the spread of coronavirus. Workers will also be required to wear gloves, and businesses are now required to give their workers masks, coverings, and gloves at the business's expense. And I think that's great because we've all been worried about the people who are out there interacting with someone every single day. I mean, they're at as much risk as everybody else is. And let's talk about an actor from The Sopranos. His name's Joe Ganascoli, and he played Vito. But he is now doing something really cool and going to hospitals on Long Island, delivering food himself. He used to be a chef, so he says food is close to his heart. He also had some relatives who are working in the hospitals, and one of his relatives was just diagnosed with COVID-19 and is recovered as well and going back to work. So that's good for him to be doing all of that. We love him for it. And tonight on Z100 at midnight, we are having a concert. It's a live event. So we had a lot of people come into our iHeartRadio theater and perform. And now, because a lot of these concerts are not going to happen for a while, we're giving it to you for free. Tonight, it's Ed Sheeran. So you'll get a 30-minute encore presentation of that on Z100. So tune in if you are bored tonight at midnight. And those are your three things. So,
thank you so much, Gandhi. So a moment of stupidity in my mind. You know, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I'm in the middle of the country, totally out of the city. But I talk to Nate every day as he's driving in from Connecticut. And he tells me about how it's so weird to drive down the West Side Highway or up the West Side Highway, and it takes 10 minutes to get from Canal Street to the George Washington Bridge,
yeah,
which I've never in my lifetime, at least time in New York, seen anything like that. Now, am I crazy in thinking I would like to experience that one day? I don't want to do it now for all the right reasons, but yeah. What's that like? What's it like in the city right now, Nate, for all of us who are not in the city for
a while? It's different. I mean, I guess it's the silver lining that people that are having to go into work, your commute is much shorter and much easier. But it's very surreal. Driving in this morning, I was on the Henry Hudson Parkway coming down to the West Side Highway, and there was no other cars on the road. And it was so weird to see no other cars on the road. For a second, I thought I was on the wrong road. Because you're so used to seeing brake lights and headlights. I got so confused for a second. My anxiety just started going off the charts because I thought I was in the wrong spot. I thought I was on a road that was closed. It freaked me out for a second.
Wow. So,
it's different. It's seriously, I know everybody's been saying it. It's like it's out of a movie. And until you experience it, you can't believe it.
So I can't believe what it's like for people. Well, for other people like me, I'm wondering if other people who usually are in the city, who are out of the city right now for this, are we ever going to be able to feel comfortable back in that crazy city when it does get crazy again? You know, it's like I'm so used to being alone. I don't know if I'm going to be okay being around people ever again. I'm like that little boy they find living in the jungle somewhere in some other country that has never had, like, you know, I've never had parents. You know what I'm saying? I'm living in trees. I don't know how it's going to work.
Where's your loincloth?
I'm wearing a loincloth. You want to see my loincloth? I'm not going to show you my loincloth. I don't know. It's just, we are all living our lives in such a different manner, as, you know, living in the city or not. I'm wondering what it's going to be like getting back to that way, or if it's going to be easy. Do you ever think about that, guys?
Yeah, all the time. I actually miss it, though. I love the hustle and bustle of New York City, like, and even sitting in traffic and all the people. And I'm actually getting nervous that they're not going to let us get back to that, that there's not going to be a way that we can get back to that, that it's, you know, going to be limited in some way. That makes me nervous, you know?
Well, I don't think you should be nervous. I'm telling you right now, because if there's traffic, that means people are working. If there's working, that means the economy is getting better. So, no. Yeah. There are people out there who are waiting for us to spend our money on stuff again. And believe me, because of that, you're going to get back to the crazy days. You really will. We got to take a break. We are live on Z100. If you want to text us at 55100, you can. If you want to call us straight, Nate is taking your calls. He has no traffic. He has nothing to do. 1-800-242-0100. Uncle Johnny's birthday weekend. Yeah, we've got to get some Uncle Johnny knock knock jokes. We've got fart jokes from Froggy. It's an hour of jokes on Z100.
We're about 200.
This is a virus that doesn't respect boundaries or borders.
Right now, our best defense has been social distancing.
Social distancing.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, the bonus hour. Look at that. Uncle Johnny's birthday is this weekend, and he's going to celebrate his birthday alone in his apartment by himself. But the good news, Uncle Johnny, is you have martinis. You've got vodka, so you're good.
Yes, well, we'll see. I don't know. I'm going to have a wonderful time here having my birthday. I'm going to have Richard coming over, I think.
Oh, Richard my Bell's friend. Coming over, the star of screen and stage? Okay, good.
Yes. Uncle Johnny will have he's going to try to make it over. Anyway, okay,
Okay, Uncle Johnny, look, it is Easter weekend, and it's a reason for us to be happy that we have our lives, we have our family, we have our friends, and there are many things to be grateful for, even while we're going through this. So I know you're grateful for things, right? What are you grateful for, Uncle Johnny?
I'm grateful for just being here and having a fabulous life and having a fabulous time. I was listening to a Straight Nate, when he was talking about driving down the West Side. I'm right across in the middle of Manhattan by Madison Square Garden, and I had to go to the drugstore the other day. There's nobody on the streets. It's so outrageously. I've never experienced anything like this in Manhattan. It's
right.
Outrageous.
Keep in mind, Uncle Johnny has lived in New York City since 1964, right? That's the year you came to Manhattan?
1960?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Well, anyway, well, we love you, Uncle Johnny. We will definitely be on the Zoom this weekend, and we'll be toasting you, and we're going to make sure you're not alone for your birthday. Hey,
absolutely, it'd be fabulous.
Do you have any good knock knock jokes for us, Uncle Johnny?
I have some knock knock jokes for you. I'm sure they're not going to be as good as the fart jokes, but I'll do the knock knock.
Well, Uncle Johnny, well, hold on. Would you rather trade and Froggy do the fart, the knock knock jokes, and you do the fart jokes?
No, I'll do my knock knock. Let's not take the farts away from the Froggy.
Okay, all right, Uncle Johnny. So even though it's your birthday weekend, you're giving us the gift of knock knock jokes. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Maya.
Maya who?
Maya ass hurts from sitting on this couch for 4 weeks.
All right. <Yeah. laughs> We're off to a good start, Uncle Johnny. That's great. Who's there?
Midas.
Midas
who?
Might as well have sex. We can't go anywhere.
Okay,
myself.
See, they're getting better. Yeah, have sex with yourself, Uncle Johnny.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Hugh.
Hugh who?
Hugh, come within 6 feet of me, and I will punch you in the face.
Very good, Uncle Johnny. It's instructional and funny.
Yes, it's a chance to stay, to keep your piece of away from me. Anyways, knock, knock.
What? Who's there?
Who's there?
Anita.
Anita who?
Anita who?
Anita, get the F out of this house already. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's end with an Easter joke.
Oh, and we love Easter jokes. All right, here we go.
Okay, how long does it take the Easter bunny to get ready for dinner?
How long?
How long?
2 hours and 350 degrees.
Johnny, don't cook the Easter bunny. That's not nice.
All right, I'll go with the fat jokes.
I tell you what, when we get Froggy back on here, maybe he'll share a fat joke with you, okay? We'll get him on here too, okay?
He's got the fats.
Fat. All right. Thank you, Uncle Johnny. We love you.
Accent. Thank you so much. What?
We love you. I'm going to call you in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I love you.
Love you guys.
Is there a delay to his hearing aid?
Yeah, there's a delay. There's been it's like a 4 year delay. It's like, wait, who's president?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. You know what? We do shout outs to all of our heroes, like the doctors and nurses and pharmacists and coal miners and small manufacturing people, businesses, and sanitation workers. Let's hear it for our pizzerias. If you're in there making pizza, we know that a lot of people eating your pizza are working in the hospitals. So if you're a New Yorker, can you imagine life without your pizza? I mean, that would be
awful.
A crime. But I think about Easter here, and I think about like grain pie. How can I find a grain pie where I am? Because Easter was like, Gandhi, have you ever had grain pie before?
No, I was actually just about to ask you what that is.
It looks like a cheesecake, but it doesn't taste anything like that. It has a nice bready taste.
Yeah, it's got a grainy taste to it, but it's something you only eat at Eastern. Even if you don't like it, you eat it. Also, lard bread or prosciutto bread.
Oh,
yeah, lard bread. I would love some of that right now. Scary. I know. Yes. What's the bakery you go to every year that you're going to have to not go to this year?
Oh, Villa Bate Alba, the one on 18th Avenue and 71st Street in Bensonhurst, the one with the lines out the door. I'm not going to be able to go there. You know, and I, you know, and then I'm not going to be able to see my friends at Pasta Fresca on 11th Avenue in Diker Heights. I'm so Diker upset. Heights. I was Diker thinking Heights. About going to get some food from there and bringing it back for myself. But my parents want no part of me. They do not drop in, do not surprise us, do not leave food on the porch. I was going to bring them some pastries or something.
Aww.
But not
well, they don't even want food on the porch?
No, they don't want to touch anything I've touched.
Well, I have an idea. If you can't give your... Go ahead, Danielle.
No, go ahead.
No, what? This delay is crazy. No, what were you going to say?
No, go. I forgot.
I have no idea what I was going to say. I forgot.
If I can't get my parents.
You talk. I'm going to. This is one thing I'm not going to miss is this stupid friggin' delay. It drives me insane. Okay. It really is. All right, let's go talk to line 23, Severin. Hi, Severin. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Elvis. How are you all?
We're doing okay. Oh, just like Uncle Johnny, did you have to experience a quarantined birthday?
I sure did. It was the 28th of March, I think, right before Danielle's. It was probably one of the most wonderful birthdays I've ever had.
Really? What do you mean? How did you spend it?
I live alone, and I've worked from home for years. Everybody that I know called me. My friends drove by and dropped cupcakes on the porch. I made my own cake the way I liked it. Nobody else had to eat it.
Did you eat the whole thing?
I did. It took a week, but I did.
All right. Oh, yeah. Isn't that great? What an accomplishment. I ate a whole cake on my own. I think that's something to be commended.
That's right. But it was lovely. It was really nice.
Well, Uncle Johnny,
my quarantine birthday was the best too, because my family did me a party in the house in the basement, and they did right. And I had a better time in my house than I have ever had outside of my house. So I thought it was great. So I agree with you.
I know, but the only thing that sucked is they ate part of your cake. I mean,
it's all good.
You know what I'm saying? She got to eat her entire cake.
That's kind of weird. I made a black cherry Jell-O poke cake. It was so good. Oh. It's so Midwestern, it's unbelievable.
What, hold on, let's back up. What's it called again?
Uh-huh. It was, I used black cherry Jell-O, and I made a poke cake.
Now, so you poke holes in it so the stuff seeps into the cake? Is that why it's called a poke cake?
Yes, and then you, instead of like thick sugary icing, you use whipped cream.
Oh, dear God. That. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love to have my cake poked.
And it kind of has the texture of strawberry shortcake, and then you just stick it in the refrigerator, and then you live on it for a week.
So let's talk about this. Oh, wow. So a friend of mine's daughter made me a cake 2 weeks ago, and it was almost completely gone, and I realized, oh, my God, I ate an entire cake on my own. Should I finish it? I mean, should I keep going on it?
Yes, finish strong, oh, and then order a pizza.
Oh, my God. Have you guys eaten an entire anything that totally made you disgusted with yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. I did. When Danielle got me that little birthday cake, I housed that thing all by myself. We didn't even cut it in the studio.
Yeah. What about you, Nate? Have you eaten an entire something?
Oh, my God. So there's this cake from Detroit, Michigan. I love it. It's called... it's from Saunders. They make all sorts of different, it's a confectionery, and they have this thing called a bump cake. And if you've never had it, it's chocolate cake with chocolate icing, and then they have little ribbons of vanilla frosting. Oh, my God. Heather got me one for my birthday. I fought everybody off, and I ate the whole thing myself. It was so weird. I had like 8 cavities a month later. It was so good.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine eating a whole cake and then talking about it on the air. I'll tell you what, this weekend it's my goal to eat an entire something, and I'm going to tell you Monday, even if it's X-rated. Wish me luck. Hey, Severin, happy belated birthday to you, and thank you for listening to us on Z100. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Nate just sent us on our Slack room, he just sent us a picture of poke cake. That looks good.
Yeah, I forgot. That was a big thing where I grew up, too. Oh. I totally forgot about that.
How can you forget about poke cake?
So it's an Ohio thing, too, I think.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you. Hold on one second. Thank you so much for listening. All right, Danielle's report on the Z100 bonus hour is coming up. What do you have, Danielle?
Oh, we're going to talk about Tiger King. I got two bonus episodes coming up for you, which will be a lot of fun.
All right, we're back right after
Z100.
Flattening the curve.
Flattening the curve.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, the bonus hour. Thank you for listening to us. Welcome to the weekend. I have someone I want you to meet who has a great story. Hope it inspires us to do the same thing. Paul is calling in. Paul, welcome to the bonus hour on Z100. How are you doing today? You good?
Very well, and hello, lady.
I like that. You've got a great voice for radio. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, I would love for you to share your story. You wanted to start at the beginning because I think everyone needs to hear what you did.
We've had a lot of leftover food from dinners that we do, and there are people that need it. And I have access to a commercial kitchen and cooked there for a very long time and actually do a lot of cooking. So rather than that food go to waste, I started preparing and delivering to the elderly and to some students of my wife's in the area. She's a fourth grade teacher in Jamestown, and I'm actually a neighbor of Nate's. Yeah. We're about 30 miles away from each other.
That's so close. You're keeping your distance from Nate, and that's a good idea.
When he was in Erie. Yeah.
Oh, and when you lived in Erie, Nate?
That was a long time ago, Elvis. Long
Absolutely. Time ago. Okay, I'm sorry, but Paul, go ahead. What you're doing, by the way, is pretty incredible. You have access to food and a commercial kitchen, and you know how to cook, and you recognize immediately what you could do with all that food.
And rather than the food go to waste and just ending up in a dumpster somewhere, start prepping and, you know, go down there at 4 a.m. and cook up as many meals as you can. And we have a lot of to-go containers, and then just deliver it to those in need in the area.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it was really something that needed to be done, and waste like that should never go. So it was good for a lot of people, and I hope to be able to continue it.
Well, here's the thing, and I know that you didn't say it, but I'm going to say it for you. Paul actually paid a lot of money out of his own pocket to supplement what he needed to do these meals, and now it sounds like you're on a roll. Sounds like you're on a mission. And so what we want to do, Paul, and thanks to you, and hopefully to get you to keep doing it, is we want to give you $1,000. Because you're our underdog of the day, and you deserve it.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
Okay, you can say yay. Yay! Here's the thing. Our friend Alicia Keys has this song called Underdog, and she inspired us to do this. So every time you hear that Underdog song from Alicia Keys, you think about what's going on and think about all the people that they're so appreciative of what you're doing. And we appreciate it too, Paul. So $1,000 to you, our Underdog of the day. We do appreciate you sharing our story with us. That was great.
Oh my God. You guys are amazing. You inspire me every day, and I could not, this extra hour is, you know, I go on to the replays after I listen to your show and just all day long listen to it. I mean, it's the only thing that's going on my phone all day long. I have to charge 4 times.
Aww. Oh, I love that. Well, be careful. Wow. Listening to too much of our show, it's like putting your head in a microwave oven. You got to take it out every once in a while.
No, it's very inspiring, and you guys do amazing, amazing stuff. And Elvis, what you do for teachers, and my wife has been a teacher for 25 years, and what you do for them is just amazing to me, and you inspire me every day.
Well, thank you. And I know you're doing a lot of your cooking for kids that need it as well. And their nourishment is so important to keep their brains active so they can be our future leaders, and that they'll keep us safe from all of these days that we're having now. So look at you. You're saving the future, Paul. Didn't even know it. Paul, thank you for being our underdog of the day. And thanks for sharing your story. I hope you have a very safe weekend. And keep up the good work, okay? Your $1,000 is on the way.
Thank you so very much. And Gandhi, safe travel. And happy birthday to Uncle Johnny.
Oh, he needed to hear that.
I love it, guys.
Thank you, Paul. Hold on 1 second. Nate wants to talk to you. Your neighbor, Nate, wants to talk to you. Hold on 1 second. That was great. Don't we love Paul?
What a sweetheart. Oh, awesome. My God.
I love him.
I know. So let's get into the Danielle report, the last of the week. Dan, unless you want to come back and do another show tomorrow, it's up to you. Okay, go ahead. We'll vote later.
All right. So Netflix has confirmed that your 8th episode of Tiger King will be this Sunday, Easter Sunday. That is your gift. April 12th, The Tiger and I, hosted by Joel McHale. It's kind of like an after show thing. New interviews. Our favorites will be back. I hate to tell you this, but Carol Baskin doesn't look like she's going to be there, but who knows? Maybe it'll be a surprise. Who knows? But as of now, she will not be around. Fox is also going to do a Tiger King special. TMZ investigates Tiger King. What really went down? They're going to look into a whole bunch of stuff. Questions that we want answers. What really happened to Carol's husband? Is Joe really guilty? All those things. So that's going to be happening on Monday. So we have a lot to look forward to, guys, on television. So this is pretty cool. Some of the cast of Sex and the City called into the Bradshaw Boys. This is a podcast that is out there. And what it is a bunch of guys that actually watch Sex and the City. And what they found out was, in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak, one of their listeners, Meg, is a doctor in the COVID ICU at New York Presbyterian. So they dedicated their episode to her. They did a special episode. They had Sarah Jessica Parker on it and a bunch of other people from the actual show. And they dedicated their episode to Meg, who is doing so much for COVID-19. So I thought that was pretty cool. Saturday Night Live will be back this Saturday. It'll be remotely produced, but it'll be your favorite content as usual. Weekend updates, other skits. I'm not sure if it's live or if they're going to pre-record it, but we do know that you're going to get to see it. So that will be a lot of fun on Saturday night. Celebrities have been showing us how to make our own face masks. So if you're, if you can't Google, I guess, and figure it out yourself, because you can Google it. Kerry Washington, Hillary Burton, some other people have posted some videos to show you how to make some cute face masks. And guys, O.J. Simpson is pissed off this morning. Can I tell you why?
Oh, fine. That makes us so upset that O.J.'s upset.
Guys. Listen, the governor of Nevada shut down the golf courses because of coronavirus, and he says that old men now have no place to exercise. And so he is so upset, and he wants to do something about this.
Oh, please. OJ, I'm so sorry for you.
Exactly. So if you want some things to watch, like I said, Netflix gives you Tiger King. WWE gives you Friday Night SmackDown. You may want to watch that. On Netflix today, you also have The Main Event. This is a new one. An 11-year-old aspiring wrestler enters a competition to become the next WWE superstar. That's out on Netflix today. Also, Trolls World Tour. That's a new one with Justin Timberlake. The movie. They are giving you that to basically download and pay for. So if you want to go to the movies in your house this weekend, get the popcorn ready, give the kids something to do, you've got Trolls World Tour, and that is it.
All right. Well, OJ, of all people, we should hire him to kill the virus.
Yes, we should.
Thank you, Garrett. Garrett is sending me jokes. Look at that. Oh my God. Garrett's funnier than Brody today. I'm kidding, Brody. I'm kidding. I love you. So my prayer for you and for the whole weekend is that you take good care of yourself. You know what? Please don't be overloaded with too much information. Please get into a routine and just do something for you. And you know what? Keep in mind there are people out there that would love to hear from you. And not only would you be lifting them up, but it's a lift up for you to know that you're there for someone who would really love to hear from you. Any final words before we roll out of here, Gandhi, before you hit on the road and broadcast live from Detroit or Columbus, wherever you're going to be next week?
I love you guys, and I'm so excited that we get to do this every day, and I can't wait to meet up with you again on Monday, because this is what keeps me sane.
Yeah, well, you call this sane? I love that. Yeah, Danielle, any final thoughts?
I just want to say happy Easter to everybody this weekend. I know it's a different Easter. I know you were not celebrating with our families, but reach out to those around you. Maybe you can do a little Zoom celebration or get together with your neighbors. Just something to make it special. So just happy Easter to everybody.
Right. And try to make every day special. Every day's Easter. What about you, Scary? Yeah. He has his coat on. He's ready to walk out the door. Go.
I'd like to say a happy Pesach to everyone celebrating Passover and happy Easter. And stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong, and keep your distance. Stay home.
All right. Straight Nate. Straight Nate, where'd you go?
Yes.
Straight
Nate's trying to leave.
He's trying to leave.
Nate, quick, go back.
Dealing with other problems.
5 seconds, Nate. What do you want to say to everyone?
I just want to say, stay safe, everyone, and just think we've gotten through this much already. We can still do it. All right.
Oh, without a doubt. We're at halftime now. Thank you, guys. Have a beautiful weekend. Happy Easter. Till next time, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.